So we thank God for that, and we ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning.
I have a huge joy.
Hallelujah.
Mark's surgery is scheduled for April 10th.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Mark has been dealing with a shoulder that's not been working properly, and it's been a long journey, and they finally got him scheduled. And at first, the doctor said they didn't know if he was going to be able to help him or not, and then eventually he said, oh, yeah, maybe surgery would help. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was first, he was going to have to replace
it. No, it was too bad. Came back a little while later and said, oh, I think I can repair it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, we are just overjoyed.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Sandra?
My cousin Glenn Kerfman passed on the 22nd, which is Friday, and his viewing is tomorrow, and the service is Tuesday, and they have asked my brother Day to do the officiating, and he said, I hope I can make it through it. So prayers for the family, and it's prayers for my brother, because he grew up with us, and we were real close.
Good.
Growing up.
Yeah, celebrate his life. We have a life celebration coming up next week. Our son-in-law, Dwayne Metcalf, we commonly call him Dew, the first letters of his name, D-E-W, and they all call him Dew, worked for the Wakulla Sheriff's Department, and our daughter works for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and he was in a bad automobile accident last week, and we're going to be doing his life service at Bake's Funeral Home on Tuesday evening, and then the service is Wednesday at 11 o'clock. So, celebrating somebody's life is important, because unless the Lord comes first, we're all going to experience what we call death, whether it's by accident or illness or something like that. So in the meantime, we got to encourage one another with that. Anybody else this morning? Nigel.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anything more, Billy?
Not
there,
no. But thank you for asking.